Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to what is going to be the worst speech of the entire weekend. Because, man, am I shattered. Heavy night last night. Bear with me. Man, we are the children of winter, aren't we? We're going to return to DVDs. That's, oh, God. I'm just thinking, what my granddad think of that, you know? Like, he's working a farm. I'm not calling anyone out or anything more. I just couldn't help but think, God, yeah, that is the children of winter, isn't it? You know, we're going back to inconvenience, which is putting the DVD in. Like, I just, before I carry on, I just want to say, man, the quality of the talks this year were just staggering. I forget Walrus's real name. I don't think I've known it, but I particularly enjoyed his talk. Which I just thought was way too good for 9 in the morning. You know, it was just like, oh my God. You know, but I mean, everyone's talk has just been unbelievably good, which makes being the last talk insanely hungover at the end of it ultra daunting. So I'm just going to enjoy the fact that this is going to suck. And I'm not going to try and do anything particularly clever either, I think. I'm really enthused when I see a room full of people like this. And then I start worrying about the sort of things that we talk about and the perspective from which we talk about. Like, I wasn't actually able to watch the We Should Move to Paraguay speech, but I'm gonna guess by the title, he's encouraging us to move to Paraguay. And I feel that this is still kind of a conservative mindset, right? This is still a sort of retreat from the world, from modernity, from what's coming next. And how does that make us any different to the conservatives who are just trying to retain the civilization? You know, we're just getting further and further away. Oh, please just leave us alone. And I'm like, oh God, are you insane? You know, I want to be on every platform everywhere spreading the most sensible centrist radical propaganda. Like, I want them all to hear it all day, all the time. So they will have it in their minds, you know, like this sort of retreat from reality. It worries me because it makes me think that we aren't confident, right? It makes me think that we're not genuinely sincere in those things. If we're constantly on the retreat, constantly on the back foot, if we're not attacking, then we're losing, right? And this bothers me because I'm an aggressive person when it comes to what I do. I like to go out and attack my enemies. I think that's how you win. You know, I totally with Machiavelli. You know, you can't survive as the prince by holing up in a fortress. You're doomed already when you start doing that. The best fortress is the love of the people, and we don't seem to have that. In fact, we've got a lot of very intelligent, you know, proto-elites, but and as uncomfortable as it might be to say, we kind of need popular support. It's very helpful. At the moment we're playing the Robin Hood perspective. Well, we need villagers who will hide us in the houses when the sheriff's men come knocking, right? We don't have that yet. And so I thought maybe that we should possibly just change the way we look at these things, right? Because there is a spirit of fatalism that underpins a lot of what's talked about. And I don't see the need for that at all. As Morgoth brilliantly put it just now, good news, here's a white pill, the competency crisis is coming. The planes are gonna start falling out of the sky, isn't it? Good news, right? The water's gonna go off. but in a way, that's kind of is good news, right? Because there's a great deal of power in the phrase, communism will win, right? You've all heard the communists say it. There was a Marine who'd had it on in the inside of his hat and he got fired, which is brilliant. You know, shame he didn't get flogged, but he got fired for having communism win on his hat. And I think about this phrase a lot, or at least I did when I was a lot more liberal, because I always wondered, why does that phrase have the power over me as a liberal then that it does? And it's because, well, it's kind of true, right? Communism really is a kind of practical roadmap to the end state that liberalism is promising, right? It's like, no, we're going to actually deliver what you've been promising will come about in the Star Trek future at some point, maybe. And because it is essentially just upping the ante on what is already offered by the liberal order, it does take on this dimension of power. It's like, okay, you know, they are always a constant threat in the background when any communist is talking to a liberal. I mean, like, you must have watched something like Good Morning Britain, where some blockhead like Piers Morgan is talking to an insane Marxist. And Piers Morgan is sat there like a deer in the headlights. There was one of this on GB News the other day, whereas that Alex woman, I think that's a Twitter account as well, actually. The Alex woman, she's, you know, not sending her best there, right? And she sat there next to what appeared to be like a lion in human clothing, which is this Black Lives Matter critical race theorist activist. And Alex looked visibly nervous. And this critical racist was just like, I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you in a minute. And it's like, and Alex is like, could we have a discussion on what's for dinner? No, they're going to eat you. Why is that person sat there with you right now? And why, like, can we please just not overthrow our entire civilization and give it over to the race communists? And she's like, no, there's no compromise. We're going to do that. And Alex is just like, oh, God. And this happens all the time. And it's just got this predatory aspect that I can't stand to watch, obviously. But I think, actually, not just us, but almost the entire right at this point also has this kind of fatalistic view. Like, this, it's inevitable that the liberals will win, and therefore the communists will win, and therefore it's over. It's so over. We've got to flee for your lives, says Denethor Hitchens. And okay, where are we fleeing to, Denethor? I don't know, Paraguay. Is it Paraguay? What the fuck am I going to Paraguay? Like, of all the places on earth, can't go to a first world country. No, you will not have indoor plumbing. You'll not have Wi-Fi. You will use the DVD player. Sorry, Morgoth. I can't help myself. I'm just like, I don't want to use DVDs, bro. But why not VHS? This is about convenience, isn't it?
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.